In the 1990s, a group of people decided to do an experiment with mental focus on the crime rates in Washington, D.C. They wanted to see if purposefully directing kind thoughts to the community would reduce the crime. And the officials in the city thought that the only way the crime would reduce is if there was like a winter storm, and this happened to be in the middle of summer. So for the experiment, 4,000 people directed kind thoughts towards the community, and they did experience a 25% reduction in crime. Now, is it absolutely connected? Hard to say. Is it worthwhile to experience and experiment with directing kind thoughts to ourselves and others? Yes, there's actually a lot of benefits that I won't go into completely here, but first, just experiencing kind thoughts in ourselves and what that feels like, and practicing that can help us do that in more challenging times. It can also help us really see what we appreciate about someone. So today we're going to experiment with heartfulness in the form of purposefully experiencing kind thoughts and directing happy wishes towards others. As always, let's begin by really bringing attention into this moment and noticing the breath and body. Just really taking a few moments to check in with yourself. Bring to mind someone who you interact with every day. Possibly it's your child or partner, a family member or a friend, and someone that you really care about and you really love. Could even be a pet. Bring this person or animal to mind. See if you can imagine or feel the person or pet doing things that bring you to smile. And as you imagine this person or pet, pay attention to what you're feeling in your heart. Sometimes this can be challenging. And if you're finding it challenging, don't worry. You can keep trying and notice if it gets any easier. Allow your eyes to close and imagine this being doing something that makes them very happy. And as you do this, we're going to send kind wishes, kind statements, kind thoughts to this person or animal. I'm going to say each one out loud, and you can repeat it silently in your mind or out loud, and then continue with each one until you hear me say the next one. Let's begin. I wish for you to be healthy. May you be healthy. I wish for you to be happy. May you be happy. Taking a moment to notice your breath in your body and heart and how you feel as you send these kind wishes. I wish for you to be peaceful. I wish for you to have joy in your life. May you feel joy. Imagine the person can feel your wishes. This may or may not be true, but you can imagine it. Imagine your wishes are like text message, able to read them instantly, or that you're in the same room and you're saying these kind things to them and they begin to feel happier and happier. And notice your own heart and what you're feeling. Gently let the image of the person drop away. Bring your attention to one complete breath. And when you're ready, you can let your eyes open. When it comes to the parent-child relationship, it doesn't take long to recognize that the way that we're thinking about our children is affecting the way we're interacting with them and the way that they're interacting with us. Spending some time sending positive thoughts to them and sending positive thoughts to ourselves in this same manner is something worthwhile to try to help yourself embrace heartfulness. Embrace your ability to think kind thoughts. It doesn't mean that we deny other thoughts and feelings. It just means we bring some of this in and see what happens.